Log Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path Radio Pro program. Yeah, we're pros. And joining me is my friend Ray. Are you there, Ray?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Well, I'm so glad you joined me, because we both, you know, we love animals, and the show today is on pet nutrition, myths, facts, and best practices, because so many people don't know what to do with their pets to maintain good health throughout their life, and things have changed so much in the world. Let me just address this fact. You know, just like we know for humans that food is contaminated with hormones, chemicals, etc., and it's hard to get real good food anymore unless you grow it yourself or find organic sources of protein, meat. It's difficult, but it's the same for pets, you know. And the biggest thing that I've seen as a pet advisor, nutritionist, et cetera, what I've seen is the increase of dry food for both dogs and cats. I mean, it's like everybody feeds dry food. Number one, it's probably cheaper. That's a good reason. And number two, it's recommended all the time by the vets, who often are paid by these pet food companies to promote their food. But let's discuss why that's not so good for your little fur baby. Number one, it's a processed product, so it goes into the body unnaturally, and the body is going to reject a lot of it. Number two, dogs and cats need protein. In the wild, that's what they ate. They ate wild meat sources, whatever it may be. They weren't going and looking for vegetables or soy products. And much of the food today, if it has protein, it consists of soy, which is not natural meat. And this is something people need to understand, is how much that you're being told is good for your pet is really not. And this is an important thing about dry food. I want to hop on that first thing. Any thoughts there, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only just dogs and cats. It's horses, it's cattle. It's the same thing with them. It's depending on what type of grain you give them, whether it's good, you know, whether it's, I know people that they have this stuff that I think is junk. They put water in it to blow it up, and it's just to fill up the belly. Yeah, it's just
exactly.
To fill up the belly, and that's it. And well, it's the same thing. Nutrient, you know, anything. You know, you need the molasses in there. You need the corn, stuff like that, to feed the horses or you know, the cow. You just can't give them one thing like hay or something like that. You got to give them good grain also. Just like dogs and cats, you got to give them the good food.
And the main thing, again, back to dogs and cats, is protein. Because the people, you know, probably listening to this have a dog or a cat, and this is the emphasis. And if you look at the dry food, the protein, it may say it has adequate protein, but look at the source of the protein. It's usually soy, and that is our plant-based protein, and that is not what animals need. They need a much different source. They need to have real food. You know, wet food by far is better for dogs or cats. It's more on the natural side in terms of what they would eat in the wild, which is protein, animal source protein. It also has, it's wet, which also hydrates the system. Many times what I'm seeing over and over with dogs and cats that you did see 30, 40 years ago is they're developing diabetes. And diabetes usually comes from the lack of nutrition, and the dry food sucks the liquid, the body's hydration factor. It just totally depletes it. So it's leaving your animal in a dehydrated state without you knowing it, and they can't convey it. They don't know it. I just have noticed over the last 40 years the enormous amount of diseases on dogs and cats that did not exist before. And pretty much same with humans. They have as much more health-related issues as due to food. For those of you that don't know, I am a naturopathic doctor. I worked for many years in a chiropractic office and have treated all types of problems. And why I went into the spiritual world had to do with, unfortunately, I had an accident that left me crippled, and I couldn't work anymore. So I went into something else, which is this, but my real love is nutrition with animals and with humans. So that gives you a little background of where I come from with this and why I feel I am qualified to speak on this. Now, anyway, sorry, Ray, you want something to add, anything?
I worked with a guy that he went to the Spanish School of Writing. So he has taught me a lot of everything, training, nutrition, stuff like that, when to feed, how much to feed. It's got to be the same. It's the same thing with cats and dogs and everything else. There's too much. These companies are just putting whatever it is they're going to put in to their dog or cat food or horse feed just to fill it up and make a buck. And instead of actually doing something good, and it's the same thing for people. Instead of doing something good for the animals, they just do it to make a buck, and they could care less. Animals are part of, as far as I look at it, whether it be a dog, cat, horse, whatever, it's part of the family. That's just like having a kid. If they don't care about the human being, they're not going to care about the pet either.
No kidding. And again, you think about it, if pets have lots of health problems, there's going to be more trips to the veterinarian, more money made medically. Same for with humans. They have more trips to the medical doctor. I mean, you've got to admit, obesity is just overwhelming. And a lot of it has to do not so much with people overeating or being pigs or whatever people want to call them. It has to do with their starving because they're not getting adequate nutrition. Plain and simple. Same for the animals. They're not getting adequate nutrition. And I work a lot with dogs and cats as a spiritual advisor, animal communicator. And one thing I always am recommending over and over to dogs is enzymes. And the people are always like, huh? I go, your dog or your cat, but mainly dogs, they don't digest as well, they don't absorb. And without enzymes are the catalyst to everything in your body. Your body is, without enzymes, your body cannot function. And it's the same for an animal, same thing. And I recommend all the time enzymes. I don't sell any products myself, but I recommend ones that I know are very high quality that will work that the person, the pet parent, wouldn't know about. And that's what I'm trying to do, is instill to them, this is what your pet really needs. And I have a video I made years ago on the most important vitamin you need. You can look it up on my YouTube channel, the most important vitamin you need. And it's all about enzymes. That is the number one supplement you need, because our bodies do not produce enzymes enough anymore through health issues, food, everything. And without enzymes, you don't absorb. You know, there's such a big increase in humans and in pets on dementia and those types of mental things. And a lot of it comes from not absorbing food, nutrition. About 4 years ago, a lady came to me whose husband had Lewy body dementia. And he was still able to communicate and do some things. But the first thing I got her on with him was high protein supplement and enzymes and flaxseed. Believe it or not, flaxseed is needed for almost everyone. People are not only are they not digesting, they're not eliminating correctly. She saw a remarkable difference with her husband. Now, the condition of Lewy body's disease is going to continue, but he had more quality time, and unfortunately, the disease did you know, eventually lead to death. But there was some quality to it. And I see these types of things over and over with people. Now, anything, Ray, you want to add?
Dogs usually need more protein. Wait, I have this messed up. Yeah, I think I'm right. Dogs, as a rule, need more protein than cats. Am I right on that?
Reversed.
Or do I have it backwards?
Yes, cats need more than dogs.
Okay. Sorry about that. When you get your food, dog food, cat food, whatever, it's just like people food. You got to read the back of it to see what it actually has and what the actual
stuff is. As I said earlier, don't say it has so much protein, but look at the source of the protein, and you're going to see it's a plant-based soy or whatever it may be, but it's not from animal, and that's the problem.
And like they say, cats are out there chasing mice or whatever it is that they're chasing, and that's what they're after. That's the protein, that's the meat, that's the whatever, whatever they need, that's what they're going after.
Dogs in the wild, what they would go after, with the animals. Again, they didn't go and hunt up carrots, potatoes, things like that. They were looking for the real source. So, again, we love our pets and we're treating them the best we can, but they've lost, a lot of their natural instinct of what to get. Cats maintain it more than dogs. Dogs are more easily converted into wanting something different. But it doesn't have to be elaborate. You can make your own. I have several recipes for dogs and cats on how to make natural food. And I'll just give a little brief rundown here. If you want to know more, you can always contact me. But like say you take a pound of turkey, ground turkey, you can cook that with some safflower oil and an egg. And once it's cooked, then you can add in some supplements once it's cooled down. And calcium is very important. You can take an eggshell, wash it out, microwave it, and then grind it up and put that in there. That's a good source of calcium. Or you can also buy calcium supplements. Also, another thing that's really important is omega-3 vitamins in oil form. Add that in. Flaxseed, which I mentioned earlier, and a complete multivitamin. There's one multivitamin I recommend for dogs and cats. It's a gel, and it just feeds them nutritionally so quick, and I see a lot of health issues change. But this is a simple way you can make your own pet food, and it's safe, and you know the source of it. You know what, where you got the ground turkey. You know what's in it. And this is as healthy as it comes. And this isn't time-consuming to make.
Well, if you look at what's going on in the world, there's a lot of plastic, whether it's going into food or wherever it's going. It's not only human food, but animal food also. And plastic is definitely not good for anybody or anything.
It wasn't made to be consumed, that's for sure.
Nope.
And, yeah, you've got some very good points. And, again, you love your pet. You want to see the best. And you've got to kind of start questioning what you see. Walk away from just trusting everything. Look at the labels. Learn. I know most people don't want to learn or they don't have the time to learn, whatever it may be. But just a simple, quick look at, hey, what's in my cat's or dog's food. It's really important. And I've learned so much over the years working with my pets and especially my cats, who I really learned a lot about pet nutrition through them, a lot, because they had health issues that came from, again, dry food. And it was my ignorance on it, but it had to do with one of my cats had serious health issues and had to be on some dry food for quite a long time, and it affected my other cat who was healthy. It was just a real problem, with that. But you know, whatever you're doing the best you can, and know that you love your pets, and you want to see the best for them. Well, you can change things for them. If nothing else, look it up on Amazon, a gel vitamin for dogs, cats. Look it up, and you'll find this stuff, when you use it, you're going to be amazed. Your dogs, cats, they actually like it. I've had people tell me they just put it in a spoon and let their pet lick it out. But it's giving them a high source of vitamins that they are lacking. And yes, there's vitamins according to the labels on food. They put in vitamins, but it's not quite the same. So you may want to look that up, and you can start adding that in to your pet's diet. Because we want them to have a good life. We want them to feel better. There are so many things we want for our pets. And there are babies, like Ray said. They are our children. And you want to take the best care of them. It's just we know less about how to take care of our pets than we do, say, about our children. What do you think, Ray?
I agree. You know, a lot of people, we'll just say chicken bones. You know, a lot of people want to feed their dogs chicken bones. Worst thing in the world, you know, you're just looking to kill the dog.
Oh, yeah.
With chicken bones. You know, and stuff, things like that that people just don't, they don't get. And I mean, a lot of people know that, but, you know, a lot of people, they don't. They just don't know. You know, so, I mean, you always got to watch what you're giving your pet.
In terms of bones for dogs, you know, cattle, beef bones are very good. Those, and I used to cook them for my dogs before I gave it to them, just so it would stay, be fresh and wouldn't ruin it quickly. But it's a good source of so many minerals, and those are very important. That's why animals chewed on bones. Dogs and cats, it had to do with that mineral factor.
Yeah, it's good to give your dog or cat a treat. I mean, it's, if nothing else, it shows them that you love them. I mean, but you can't give them a whole box of treats at one sitting. That's no good either. So, I mean, an animal being too skinny is just as bad as an animal being too fat. So, I mean,
both indicate a health problem.
Right, right. And I mean, you have to play that middle. And actually, Georgia, like I said, they're just like kids. You gotta worry about them, just like you worry about your son or daughter. At least you should. So many people. I have two cats. As you know, Billy, and both of them were thrown out of a vehicle late at night. You know, that's crazy. And horses that are being slaughtered west from helicopters go down and shoot them and just let them lay. That's, you know, that to me, that are sent to the slaughter just for the fun of it is absolutely ridiculous. But
well,
once again,
I've had people contact me. One second here on horses, and they say they can't afford the care of them, and so they have them euthanized. And I can understand if they don't, but a lot of them are from farms or ranches that could afford it. They just don't want to be bothered anymore with an older animal.
Right. I knew a guy before he passed. He had a big farm, and he had all kind of dogs and cats. Basically, he had a small barn for cats and a bigger barn for dogs. And what would happen is when his horses, unless if they were, you know, given a lot of medication or something like that, he made a deal with the dog food company that he would have them ground up and give them to the dogs if they passed. But I mean, he loved it. It's not that, you know, that the horses would just be old or, you know, they'd be, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old. I've never heard of a horse being 50, but it's the same thing, you know. So it's all you know, you just can't. Too many people in all these puppy mills throw the dogs and cats out like it's garbage, you know. And to me, that's I just want to grab people and not be nice to them.
Well, people have heard about the Rainbow Bridge. It is the Native American teaching, and the teaching is when you die, you cross over, you come to a bridge, and on the other side of the bridge will be every animal you've ever encountered, and they decide whether you get in or not. So let's say people, like you say, in abuse, you know, treating animals terrible, throwing them out, killing for sport. I doubt very much if the animals are going to say, come on in, you know. I doubt it very much. In fact, yesterday I worked with a lady who's facing having to make the decision to put her pet to sleep, but she rescued this dog. She saw the people in front of her in a car throw this dog out of the car, and she stopped and opened her car door and called, and the dog came in, and she just bonded immediately. And it's so sad. This dog was so abused. There's no reason for that whatsoever. And now, unfortunately, at a young age, this dog is not going to make it because of the abuse he obtained. It was horrible. She told me all these diseases she found when she got him, and she loved him enormously. And only have had him about a year. It's very hard. But that's the person with a compassionate, caring heart who, you know, save that little dog. It's just so sad. So many abandoned animals out there.
That's something else, too. People go on vacation. They take their dog on vacation. And I used to live in a resort. I used to live in New Jersey. So a lot of people go on vacation, and next thing you know, they get, you know, they stop at a red light, and the dog would be thrown out, and they take off. And it was so heartbreaking to see that dog running after that car. Just to try to get, you know, because they didn't know what the heck was going on. And they're just running after.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. I ended up with I could have gotten in trouble, I guess. I had like 6 or 7 dogs, probably about 10 or 15 cats, you know. So, I mean, it just got... That's crazy, but I couldn't.
You were trying to do what you felt right about.
Yeah, and people were just, they were coming to me, and I'm like, I can't take anymore. I'm going to be in trouble with what I have now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
You know, and animals are pure souls. They don't have karmic debt. They're just an extension of God, really and truly. I mean, I don't care what the animal is. They are pure in spirit and thought. And I think it's partly, you know, that purity that sometimes people whose hearts are not in a good place stand. That's what I see. And they're going to reject the animal.
And you got a lot of people, they'll get an animal, they'll get a dog or a cat or whatever. And instead of, you know, giving it to somebody to take care of, they just do all kinds of stupid stuff. I had heard somebody had given a dog nothing but laxatives for a while until he just expired. And I mean, to me, that was absolutely, and he thought it was
that's
funny. And I just, what you do that for? Just give the dog away, you know, don't worry about it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, or at least give them to a shelter and hopefully they get a chance at a second
life.
A
no-kill shelter,
you know. Right. And, you know, again, taking care of your animals, if you don't want an animal, don't get one, number one. Don't, if you can't. Dedicate yourself to 15 years or more of that animal. Do not get one because they need your love, your help, your support, and we're back to nutrition. They need good nutrition. And I don't blame the pet parent always. They just don't know what good nutrition is. And there are different things you can do. Like I mentioned, that simple recipe with turkey, you know, you can make 4 cats or dogs. It doesn't matter which one. You'll see a big difference in how they eat. And again, it has that moisture content, so important. And not having the things in the dry food that cause diabetes. This is a real epidemic for pets. I've seen over and over is the diabetes. And it didn't used to be, but it's because, again, more dry food than the natural foods. And that's what the problem is. And having adequate hydration, again, wet food in cans, it's got that wet factor and it hydrates the body.
And, dog food, cat food, whatever kind of food you're talking about for pets, these companies don't care. All they're looking at is the bottom dollar and how much money they can make. And that's really not – and, I mean, it's not just for animals. It's people the same way. You got to worry. I feel sorry for them, really. Got to worry about the animal, or just get out of that industry altogether.
Well, it's not going to happen. As long as there's money to be made, they'll still be there.
Right.
And that
I
is
agree.
Unfortunate, you know, in this world. But I hope that in this program today, we've been able to instill some thoughts into the people listening to it, that maybe there's something they could be doing different that would help their pet long term, to have that long life that you want from a pet. I couldn't believe this. A woman, her cat was 35 years old. She wrote about it, and I just was like, wow. You know, what care she must have given this cat. I've never heard of one living to 35.
Neither have I. 20
yeah.
years old is about the oldest that I've heard of
a cat being. It's a lady I knew, and her cat was 23 when it passed, and I was like, wow. She took so beautiful care of the cat. And again, that's why it was there for so long. And we love them.
Absolutely.
Because again, back to their pure little spirits, you know, when they look at you with those eyes, you know you're seeing a pure soul. And they look at you with that look of love. And they do.
Yeah. It's like my cat. He's got those big gold eyes. He looks at you and it's like, you just melt. You just melt.
Well,
but like you
heart,
said, you know, he'll jump up on your lap for four pets, and okay, I'm done with you, bye. And then he'll go over and lay on the floor.
He lets you know that he loves you, too.
Yeah.
In those moments. You know, I mean, cats are a little different than dogs, definitely in personality, but all animals have such great sensitivity and incredible knowledge. I've written many, many articles on pets. You can find at my website, Cherokee Billy Spirits Advisor. I have a pet group in Facebook if you're interested. It's for people who've lost their pets. It's for support. And I do a lot of things that I think are important for the animals that, you know, isn't something I'm paying, charging for. I do it out of love for the animals and helping the pet parent to cope better. Now, we're coming up to the last minute here, Ray. Any final thoughts you have?
About the only thing is, you know, take care of your pet. Love your pet. Do what's good for the animal. Because, I mean, it's they're there to not only to protect you, but they're there to love you and to be with you and make you happy. But so do what's good
Absolutely.
For, you know, for the pet.
Yes. And again, you know, take some time and do a little study and you can improve your pet's health and have them with you as long as possible by taking some different steps, looking at things a little bit differently than you have, you know, and realize it's kind of the same for humans. You've got to sometimes look at the situation away from a medical standpoint and from a natural standpoint. Natural medicine's been around a lot longer, and it really has valid points and can turn things around for pets and for humans. So take some time and look at that. Once again, thank you, Ray, for being here. I thank everyone who's listening now and in the future. Be blessed.
Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Having me. Bye.